Once upon a time, there was a rather reserved woman who was becoming more and more curious about life every day. All across the land, almost every day, there are other women, and men too, just like her, who ignore their inner intuition, their urgings, their promptings. For most of her life, this woman had been no different. Many things called to her, but most of the calls went unheeded. Then one day, things changed. She wrote a poem and made a declaration to the universe. The year was 2017. It was a new year, and openness was emerging. One brisk November's Eve, nearly a half decade later, a chance event, prompted by an overly frisky and rambunctious foreleg named Henrietta, Henny for short, changed everything. The change was not immediately known. However, as with most change, an event had set in motion a result that would shake to her very core the unseen faith that had been guiding her life since her 2017 declaration. Growth is a term that's used to describe a multitude of things and events in life. Our children grow and then eventually grow up. We, children ourselves once, grew into the adult forms we now are. Growth is also a term used to describe the way we as human beings grow into or out of things that change as we do, like sizes of clothing, for example. A toddler grows quickly into real sizes instead of a size designated with a T behind it. We grow into our future selves and the responsibilities the future holds for us. We hopefully grow into our best selves eventually, often through much personal growth and development. We grow and grow and grow, and so does cancer. Life, unfortunately, does not come with an instruction book. Life can also be very hard, very difficult, very challenging. Some of us face challenges early in life, some later, but the universal experience is that we will all, at some point in time, experience challenges. The challenges in my own life came very early. For the character of our story, hers came a little later in childhood, but when they came with the vengeance and ferocity of a tsunami. Experience the death of a loved one is hard enough. Experiencing that death at a time when a young girl most needs her mother is devastating. To have your mother taken by cancer, the same hideous, insidious monster that came crashing into her life, brought to awareness by the errant behavior of a rambunctious pooch, could either be too much to take or something magical might happen. Well, since I like happy endings, I am happy to report that my friend Gail Benning vanquished her invader and found the courage, with the help of her muses, to capture that story in a new book that is, well, about a lot of things, and cancer is just one of them. Actually, cancer is not the main subject of her book. The main subjects are human transformation, grace, resilience, reframing, and rejoicing. Not just at vanquishing an uninvited invader, but in entertaining everything that uninvited guest had to offer before he was evicted and eradicated. Gail has given up on the idea of dying, and she has also given up on dying. She's sharing her story with all of us au naturel, with a shock of salt and pepper hair and a sunny disposition. If I could give her a theme song, and since I'm the one telling this story, I can. The song, I Can See Clearly Now by Johnny Nash. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. It's going to be a bright, 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 sunshiny day. This has been Bobby Kuntz, the Earth Artist. Thanks for listening. Poise, Gail's book, is currently available exclusively at Amazon. I give it the highest, a full 5-star recommendation. Take care.